From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Senate has narrowly confirmed U.S. President Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State CIA Director Mike Pompeo, with only a handful of Democrats joining Republicans in voting for the nominee. Democratic Senator Gary Peters from the U.S. state of Michigan did not favor Pompeo as the pick.
I do not believe that Director Pompeo has the necessary experience, diplomatic skills, and values required to be the Secretary of State.
Republican Senator from the U.S. state of Tennessee, Bob Corker, did favor Pompeo.
I don't know of a person in the United States of America that could have more current knowledge about what is happening around the world in his current role.
Pompeo will replace Rex Tillerson, who was fired last month by President Trump. Trump recently sent Pompeo to hold discussions with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ahead of a planned Trump-Kim nuclear summit. The man known as America's dad may be headed to prison.
Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a woman in the first big celebrity trial of the Me Too era. A jury in Norristown, Pennsylvania, has convicted the Cosby Show star of three counts of aggravated indecent assault. The guilty verdict comes less than a year after another jury deadlocked on those charges. Cosby was charged with violating Temple University employee Andrea Constand at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. Cosby could get up to 10 years in prison on each of the counts. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday approved a bipartisan bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal the special counsel who is currently investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. The measure, backed by 10 Democrats and 4 Republicans, codifies Justice Department regulations that the special counsel can only be fired by the Attorney General. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is emphasizing the value of certain aspects of the Iran nuclear agreement, even as U.S. President Trump considers pulling out of the 2015 deal. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Senator, I can assure you there has been no decision made on any withdrawal from JCPOA. The discussions are ongoing in the National Security Staff, and those of us who are charged with that responsibility of giving the president advice, and it's going on today as we speak.
Final preparations are underway for Friday's historic third summit between the leaders of North and South Korea. In the morning, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will cross the military demarcation line that divides the two Koreas. He will be met by South Korean President Moon Jae-in and South Korean side of the heavily fortified demilitarized zone.
The two leaders will have lunch after their first session and then plant a tree together using soil from two mountains on either side of the border. Officials say at the end they'll sign an agreement before settling down for dinner and a video titled Spring of One.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. This will be the third inter-Korean summit, but it will be the first time that a leader from the communist North will enter the democratic South. The summits in 2000 and 2007 were held in North Korea. The White House physician, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, dropped his bid Thursday to head the country's Veterans Affairs Agency as lawmakers probed allegations of professional misconduct and excessive drinking. As he withdrew, Jackson described the attacks on him as false allegations, but said they had become a distraction to U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to improve health care for U.S. veterans. Mr. Trump, in an interview on Fox News and Friends, or Fox and Friends, continued to defend Jackson, his personal physician, saying he runs a fantastic operation. The U.S. leader said he now has somebody with a political background in mind to name as a replacement to head the Veterans Affairs Agency. A high court in Pakistan has removed and debarred the country's foreign minister from holding public office for life for concealing his foreign assets. The verdict announced Thursday against deposed Foreign Minister Asif came at 9 months after a landmark Supreme Court ruling ousted the former prime minister on similar grounds. A three-judge panel of the Islamabad High Court unanimously found Asif guilty of hiding his employment contract with a United Arab Emirates-based company for which he was receiving a large salary and an undeclared foreign bank account. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.